I'm Kiefer. I'm here at Bonnaroo, and I'm speaking with Katie and Matt from Houndmouth. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for
having Good us. To have you here. I love the name of the band. Tell me the origin of the why you chose Houndmouth.
Yeah, Houndmouth was, well, a lot of people don't like the name of the band, but I'm glad you like it. And we were recording our EP before we had a name. We were actually just recording songs at the time. And we had to record at night because there's a lot of like traffic noise coming around in downtown New Albany. But at night, all the traffic noise was gone, but there were two dogs next door that kept barking. What were their names?
Charles and Barkley.
Yeah, something like that. Reggie and Miller.
Something about basketball.
Something. And they would bark, and they kept getting on our guitar tracks. So Shane was recording at the time and drinking at the time, and he said, Houndmouth. He's like, we can't use these tracks. There's too much Houndmouth on it. So we just kind of kept the name. It kind of stuck around. We didn't really care. That was kind of just the whole persona of the band at the time. We really just didn't care.
I like it. If nobody else likes it, forget them. I think one of the best descriptions of your sound that I read was Dixieland steampunk. Have you heard that?
Ouch.
No. I like it.
Well, you guys have really sweet harmonies, and they can go beautifully sideways when you want them, and you've got this sonic palette of, you know, garage rock, blues rock. You know, what well of inspiration do you guys dip into to bring this together to make it sound like Houndmouth?
Well, I think a lot of it might come from, you know, me and Zach picked up our instruments for this band, so everything that we do is fairly simple. And then Matt and Zach played in like blues cover bands and stuff all through high school, and then me and Matt played an acoustic folk group for like 3 years, and so kind of all that meshed together.
Yeah, at some point we just really got into songwriting.
Yeah,
like, and above all,
yes, yeah. And so I don't know, everything we write is just towards like the dynamics of a song. You know, all of our songs kind of move around a lot, you know, so.
And I feel like we all have very similar tastes, so yeah. We all kind of know when something's clicking,
yeah,
but we don't know what it is, which is like, it's, cause that's why I think it's hard for me to put a label on our music, just because it's just us sitting, you know, it's, yeah, we're just sitting there making whatever we're doing.
Yeah,
very.
It kind of comes out how it comes out. I mean, it's not any master plan behind it or anything, you know.
I think most people understand how a song gets put together, one chord follows another, but how do you orchestrate, you know, the harmony, since it seems to be a really big part of what you do?
Yeah, usually we just get in kind of where we fit in. We don't, unless something's sounding really bad, we don't orchestrate it. And if that has to happen, Katie usually kind of gets us in line in that department. She's the trained vocalist of the group.
I had a couple lessons once. Well, like, really?
Yeah. You know, I mentioned I grew up in the same neck of the woods, sort of, where you folks are from. You're from southern Indiana. I'm from southern Illinois. And sometimes the great thing about coming from that area is leaving. at least that's what I always thought. But you guys, because you are from that part of the country and that part of the state, it brings sort of an authority, a genuine, you know, I've been here and I can sing about this. How much does geography play into what you write and what you sing?
I think a lot, because, I mean, every story has a good setting. And, yeah, I think if it wasn't for being in a band, I would have stayed in southern Indiana my whole life. You know, I would have been the, I don't know, quote, victim of that mentality.
Yeah, I think it also helps, like, as far as like the songwriting goes, is because we're all from the same town. We all know the same things, you know. It kind of lends itself, and we all think very similarly, you know. So I think the songs come out very organically because of the geography of it.
There's a lot of character sketches in your songs, and as I said before, I, you know, it kind of sounds like some of my family, some of my friends. And I'm thinking about the songs, you know, Coming Around Again, Penitentiary, Casino, Palmara. Are these personal experiences, people that you know, or is it just a really rich imagination?
Some of them are, yeah. There's always, like, always characters around where we live. But, yeah, and I think a lot of it came from listening to, like, Randy Newman and, you know, Dylan, obviously. Just a lot of people that embellish characters. And again, like, so I don't know, having characters in a song is just, it's
gotta
it
give,
for me.
You got to give them a little more flair, though, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Make it more interesting.
South by Southwest can be a crapshoot for a band when you go down there, but you guys played it and you got really lucky when it came to your record label. Tell me about that story.
We did. We had talked to a guy that had suggested that we actually don't go down there because it is a crapshoot, and we already had something booked. So we're like, well, we'll just try it out. We'll go ahead. And the guy that told us not to go down there had tipped off Jeff Travis to come and check us out.
And he is?
Rough Trade. He founded Rough Trade Records. So he shows up, and he actually left, what, I felt bad, like he left Bruce Springsteen's commencement speech and
missed our show.
Missed our show, but showed up afterwards and ended up talking to us, and we've just been in contact ever since.
Yeah, we ended up signing with him a few months later.
Yeah.
So we got really, really lucky.
Yeah, yeah. We played two shows, I think, the first time we went down. One was a like a dive place. I think everybody we talked to were like that live in Austin had said they've never been to this place before. Like,
yeah. And the other one we played like in the morning and nobody was up yet because they'd all been out the night before.
Right.
Probably the most important question I'll ask you is, you have your own beer. How did that happen?
Oh, that was, yeah. There's a NABC. It's a local brewing company in our town. And we went there because we wanted to shoot a video in their brewing area, like by all the tanks and stuff. But we kind of went in with this underlying, I don't know, we wanted to push to see if we
could manipulated
get a,
them yeah, into, we into making a beer with our name on.
Like, can we shoot a video? Oh, by the way, you guys want to do a beer? And they were totally down for it.
We had it at like our hometown show and everything, and it's apparently selling well, so it's pretty exciting for us. It's shipping regionally.
Did you bring any with you?
We didn't. No.
The interview is over. Stop. We're done. Is this your first time playing Bonnaroo?
It is, yes. It's my first time to Bonnaroo or to a music festival in general.
Oh, no
you
kidding.
Went to Forecastle.
Yeah, I did, but that's, you know, where I grew up.
Okay.
Have you had a chance to walk around the grounds, soak it in?
Not yet. We just came in, but I'm going straight out into it.
Now, have you said that you haven't played many festivals or any festivals at all?
No, because this is our first year kind of getting into the festival scene. So,
yeah, we started touring. Our first tour was last fall. Uh-huh. And so this is our first year of festival season.
Well, welcome. One of the themes here at Bonnaroo is album art, and your record is interesting. The cover of it, it's like an old-timey picture. Tell me what the picture is of.
The picture is a landscape of New Albany, Indiana, where we practice and live, drawn from, there's hills that kind of overlook the town of New Albany, and it's right across the river from Louisville, Kentucky, so you can kind of see Louisville and New Albany, and it was hanging in the house that we practice in New Albany, which is Shane's grandparents' house, that's like full of antiques and just crazy stuff. And we were looking for album art. We wanted something because the EP cover was from, it's, we call it the greenhouse where we practice, and we found the landscape there too. And then it said on the landscape, "From the hills below the city," was the title of the landscape, and so we named our album that.
Oh, nice. We're asking all the bands as they come through the studios here their favorite Beatles album cover. Did you guys like the Beatles?
Yes. I saw Paul McCartney last night on The Daily Show. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, my God. It was amazing. But, yeah. Big well, fan. Got Beatles CDs in my Easter baskets all growing up.
Well, look on the wall there. I mean, do you have a favorite Beatles album to begin with?
No.
White Album.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, as far as album artwork goes, would you consider the White Album your favorite cover?
Yes.
And why?
I think we would have done that had it not already been done.
Already. It's so.
It's perfect.
So perfect. It's, yeah.
It almost seems so German in a way. You know? So. Well, it is Houndmouth here at Bonnaroo. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.